Now to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today. A little more with Don Close from Rabobank after this. The DeKalb brand Genuity Roundup Ready Winter Canola System offers wheat farmers one of the best crop rotation solutions to come along in years, helping to improve wheat yields and quality. Certain DeKalb winter canola products are now available with sulfurea residual tolerance technology that has demonstrated the ability to grow winter canola without damage from herbicide carryover on fields where a long residual sulfurea herbicide was applied in the previous wheat crop. Contact your seed dealer or visit DeKalb.com. Always follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Individual results may vary.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
Beef supplies are pretty tight right now, and they're only going to be getting a lot tighter over the next couple of years. That seems to be acknowledged by a lot of folks in the beef cattle industry these days, and those who understand that we're going to have to try to figure out how to find every single pound of beef that we can to put onto the marketplace believe that LFTB may have a chance to come back and gain the favor of consumers once again. Don Close of Rabobank authored a paper on this subject in recent days. He believes that we're going to need those pounds of ground beef in the days to come.
What we try to do is A, simply allow enough time to let things calm down a bit and take an open third-party objective on what's the value of this product and what potentially is the future of the product. And the bottom line is we've got a product that is absolutely wholesome. We've got a product with an impeccable food safety history, and we've got a product that reduces the cost to the lean beef blends in the grocery store. So I say if you've got those three things in favor of the product, certainly overall supportive. The real driver that we saw is that as we see the total supply beef supplies contract over the next 18 months to 2 years, and certainly with the added pressure we're now seeing with feed grain prices where they are and the likelihood of contraction in all edible proteins, we're looking at increase in prices down the road that we simply don't have the luxury to waste 2% of our overall beef supply.
And Don Close says that the tightness of beef supplies in the days ahead, higher prices are going to result from that. It is really a bottom line kind of a deal that we're going to see this particular beef trim product return to the market. His report indicates it's a matter of time.
That's absolutely correct. And, you know, we ask a lot of times, well, just how fast will that happen? And I think we're not there yet. First off, I think the processors are still trying to allow some time and let the waters calm. I think that they're looking to reevaluate the product, even reevaluate some of their processing methodologies. I think that they have to develop a huge consumer education piece, and it will also require a lot of promotion and advertising. So in order to get all of those items accomplished, we're going to have a year to 2 years before we really see a big recovery in the use of the product.
Don Close with Rabobank. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up August 24th and 25th, it's the big event at Express Ranches. It all starts Friday the 24th at noon with a video sale of 140 registered Angus Fall calving cows and 3-in-1 packages followed by the Superior Express. Then Saturday at 10 a.m., the big event sale live at Express Ranches selling 500 registered Angus cows, bred heifers, show heifers, prospects, and donor females. Most sales are on RFD-TV. Call Express Ranches today, 800-664-3977, or go to expressranches.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.